The 2012 budget is going to be announced this morning. While we don't have all the details, some of the information has already been leaked out, squeezed out. Here to give us a preview is CNN's Bob Constantini. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning, Tom. It's $3.7 trillion, give or take a few pennies.
So, and relative to 2010, how is that?
That's an increase of slightly, but that's because the expectation is that there are so many parts of the budget now that are just automatically driven. It's the entitlement programs, a lot of that the government cannot really, in effect, touch. The president is calling domestic cuts in the non-defense discretionary spending, looking to have a five-year freeze in that, and that's how this budget supposedly would eliminate the deficits eventually or freeze the deficits over the next 5 years.
Now let's talk a little bit about the theater or the theatrics that surround the delivery of this budget. And there's dollies rolling through the hallways with cameras rolling. Why all of that?
Well, it's one of those things that we in the media, of course, like a good picture and like to see it, arrive on Capitol Hill. Republicans expect the Republicans to be somewhat muted in their response to this 2012 spending plan because actually they're at it in terms of trying to get $100 billion or so reduced from the current fiscal year spending. So, you know, Republicans certainly aren't necessarily going to like what the president has in this plan that he's delivering today. But they're, more immediately concerned about what is, what could be cut from the current fiscal year spending. And when you're talking about theatrics, by the way, the president is going to be flying up shortly to a suburban Baltimore school to talk about his increases of upwards of 10% for education and research funding. There's going to be the atmospherics of having a group of kids behind him there or in front of him, whatever, all the happy faces, that kind of thing, almost as if he's daring the Republicans to say, look, do you want to break their hearts or make them seem cold-hearted in a little bit? Last year, he delivered a statement on the budget right at the White House.
Yeah, and so there's really a couple of issues going on. One is the freeze he's proposed, which I guess is part of the verbiage of this budget because it's only a one-year budget. But he is proposing a freeze based on the levels that he's now proposing, which Republicans say, wait a minute, you've just raised the ante 10% almost across the board, certainly in 2010. Now you want to freeze it. How about freezing it at 2008 levels, I think is what they're going to come back with.
Sure. That's exactly what they're going to come back with. The president, the White House officials have been highlighting over the past couple of days that if the freeze continues, they will cut about $1.1 trillion in deficit reduction over the next 10 years. Republicans say take it back to 2008 spending levels. Of course, they don't include, defense in that. They also, of course, can't include the entitlement programs, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. They believe they can save a lot more with that, and that's what part of their effort is to try to trim the current fiscal year deficits, by about $100 billion. But, look for a battle to be waged at some point down the road here with all of this.
We're speaking with CNN's Bob Constantini on the budget that was rolled out this morning. And also the administration, as they all do, this is not exclusive to the Obama administration, they also marshal all of their cabinet secretaries and the heads of all the major independent agencies because they're all having their own briefings to try to sell it taking place rolling out this afternoon. So how does that all work?
Well, in particular, the Education Secretary, Arne Duncan, will be going with the president to this suburban Baltimore school today. And, yes, you can expect that a number of briefings, background briefings, we're getting a lot of information about those, phone briefings. They may not exactly have some of the domestic cabinet officials out really front and center otherwise because, we have heard some of the president's key allies, sort of liberal-leaning, more Democratic leaning groups are upset with the idea of cutting things like home heating aid to the poor. and other cuts that will be taking place in all this, some of the Pell Education grants, from what we understand, a lot of these things that, you know, will in a way hold the line to this five-year freeze. Well, some of it's, you know, if you're going to boost other parts of education and research, then you got to pull back if you're going to hold to a domestic spending freeze of about 5%.
And what they're arguing about is about 15% of the budget, of that $3.7 billion. But we're starting to hear little bits of hints that maybe once this particular temporal 2012 budget is argued over, then the president might be willing to start sitting down with both sides and talk about entitlement reform.
Yeah, this is the interesting part of what we've seen so far. Jack Lew, the budget director, who has delivered previews yesterday on the talk shows and also this morning's talk shows, calls it the low-hanging fruit. Well, we've got the low-hanging fruit. It's not just waste and fraud. You know, the president is not going to, you know, have his administration get on the ladder, if you will, using the analogy, to pick the high-hanging fruit, the most, the biggest fruit or whatever, which is the entitlements. He's not going to get on that ladder without Republicans along the way, because if you're going to try to somehow trim Social Security, try to trim Medicare considerably and Medicaid and other programs, then you know, you don't necessarily want to do that alone, especially with Republicans in control of the House. You try to get on that ladder together, if you will.
Well, as I've been saying all morning, today is really the 20th mile mark of a marathon, and now the fun, the hard part, really gets ahead. CNN's Bob Constantini, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.